Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple removed over 46,000 apps from the App Store in China, including 39,000 games. Apple had given developers until December 31st to submit a government-issued license number that would allow for in-app purchases in the country. Previously, Apple had allowed apps to be listed in its App Store after only applying for such a license, not actually receiving one. According to analysts at Kimai, just 74 of the top 1,500 paid games remain available on the App Store in China. New drone regulations came into effect in all EU member states, Norway, and Iceland, with similar rules mirrored in the UK. The rules remove the distinction between commercial and recreational use of drones and require even small drones to be registered with the country's relevant aviation authority. All drones must now fit into three categories: low risk or open category, which does not require authorizations for flight; medium risk or specific category drones, which require authorization from the National Aviation Authority; and high risk or certified category drones that must follow aviation rules and are carved out as the category for drones eventually carrying passengers. For the low-risk category, the rules allow for drones under 250 grams to fly over people. Those less than 2 kilograms must be flown at least 50 meters away from people, while those over that limit must be flown well away from people. Ticketmaster agreed to pay a $10 million fine as part of a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice over charges that the company accessed computer systems of one-time rival Songkick. According to prosecutors, from August 2013 to December 2015, Ticketmaster employees used stolen passwords to repeatedly access Songkick internal systems and obtain confidential business information. 2 employees involved in the scheme were fired in 2017, with 1 convicted on a related charge last year. Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, bought Songkick's technology assets and patent portfolio in 2018. The agreement resolves 5 criminal counts, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and computer intrusion. Amazon agreed to acquire the podcast publisher Wondery, which will now be rolled into Amazon Music. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but Bloomberg sources previously said the publisher was valued around $300 million. Current Wondery content will remain available through existing providers. Amazon Music launched podcast support in September 2020. Disney announced that the price of ESPN Plus annual subscriptions will increase 20% as of January 8th from $49.99 to $59.99 per year. Renewing subscribers will keep the old price until at least March 2nd, 2021. The service's monthly $5.99 price, which was raised in August, will remain the same. UFC pay-per-view events will also increase $5 to $69.99. The electronic trading company Gazelle announced that it would end its core trade-in program as of February 1st, 2021, with customers able to trade in devices through the end of January. Gazelle's parent company, EcoATM, will use Gazelle's website as a retailer for refurbished electronics received from its kiosk business. Android Central sources say that OnePlus will announce a low-cost fitness wearable in Q1 2021 called the OnePlus Band. The band will reportedly retail around $40, offering water resistance, an AMOLED screen, and multi-day battery life. The initial launch will target India first, where it will compete with the similar Xiaomi Mi Band 5 series. Earlier this month, OnePlus CEO Pete Lau confirmed that the company was working on a smartwatch, also set to be launched in 2021. SpaceX's current Falcon 9 boosters can land back on Earth propulsively with its own built-in legs. However, CEO Elon Musk said the goal for the Super Heavy booster is not to have any legs at all. Rather, SpaceX hopes to use grid fins on the engine to control its descent and hook it using a launch tower arm before it actually touches down. Musk said this will save on weight and speed the time it takes to reuse the booster for other flights since it'll be on the launch pad. The Super Heavy booster would be used to launch SpaceX's Starship vehicle, which is currently in pre-production testing. And finally, LG issued a software update for its screen-swiveling Wing phone to allow for better app switching between screens. The phone now shows a send button, which will switch apps to the other screen, as well as a relaunch button if the switched app doesn't render well initially. The update also allows this to be done with a new three-finger gesture. The update also adds media controls universally to the second screen when playing back content, and adds app names to the home screen when the screen is swiveled open. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly new year.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.